discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Virginia First Lady Pamela Northam is getting slammed for handing out cotton to black students during a tour of the governor's mansion. Northam asked the students to imagine picking the crop as enslaved Africans. The backlash comes as her husband, Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, deals with the controversy surrounding a picture of a person in blackface in his medical school yearbook. A new treatment under trial could restore brain cells in Parkinson's disease. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
For the first time, a treatment has reversed some brain damage in people with Parkinson's disease. An experimental brain implant delivers a protein with pinpoint precision into parts of the brain that's damaged by the disease. After 18 months, brain scans of patients using the implant showed about 6 years' worth of damage had been reversed. But there was only a slight improvement in symptoms. Scientists have to figure out how the improvement in brain condition can translate into better quality of life.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina questioned President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, about his claims that the president is racist, and he did so by bringing a black Trump administration official to the hearing. Meadows' decision became a sticking point later in the hearing when a Democratic lawmaker accused him of using a black woman as a prop, to which Meadows replies,
"Mr. Chairman, there's nothing more personal to me than my relationship. My nieces and nephews are people of color. Not many people know that. You know that, Mr. Chairman. And to indicate that I asked someone who is a personal friend of the Trump family, who has worked for him, who knows this particular individual, that she's coming in to be a prop, it's racist to suggest that I ask her to come in here for that reason. And Mr. Chairman, you and I have a personal relationship that's not based on color. And to even go down this direction is wrong, Mr. Chairman."
Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Democrat from Maryland, Elijah Cummings.
"First of all, I want to thank the gentleman for what you have stated. Mr. Meadows, you know, and of all the people on this committee, I've said it and got in trouble for it, that you're one of my best friends. I know that shocks a lot of people.
And likewise, Mr. Chairman.
But you are. And I would do, and I could see and feel your pain."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Grastak Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. All right. I'm excited for today's program. I get kind of fired up when I get inundated with a lot of emails and questions and phone calls over the course of the week. The big weekend program we're on now, we are live on many stations around the country. Well, we go. That's our time we go over the satellite is from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday. Many stations picking up, played at various different times, sometimes twice, afternoons, weekends. That's kind of the nature of the beast for weekend programming. So the best way to get in contact with me, this is the reason why we don't take phone calls during the program, because we're on here, there, and everywhere on the weekend, is to email us. Email us or even call me during the week. People are actually shocked that they call and I answer their phone calls. Again, we always have people answering 24/7, 800-471-5984. But we're here to help. And last week on the program, we spent a great deal of time. Great deal of time talking about insurance. And it's a very, very difficult topic for me to cover here on the program. Not easy. It's hard talking about insurance on radio, a lot of numbers. But obviously, I initiated a pretty good conversation out there. A lot of people calling in, signing up for our financial planning help kits, our insurance help kits, and getting the help you need. Throughout the next, we're going to be doing it on a regular basis. We'll be getting into various different aspects. In particular, long-term care. Had a lot of questions when it comes to long-term care insurance. And I'm going to actually bring an expert on the program within the next couple weeks to talk about that as well. But anyway, very, very good stuff. Also got some questions. Well, people actually questioning me and what I was talking about. This is in terms of some of the ripoffs and scams that we cover here on the program and the SEC and FINRA and my thoughts about them. Well, I've written extensively about this, and it reminded me of a column that I had written probably about 5-6 years ago. And, I was really kind of turned off. Well, who wouldn't be turned off? Everybody knows the big Martin Scorsese film, The Wolf on Wall Street, and their portrayal of Jordan Belfort and Stratton Oakmont and all of the god-awful things that they did. But they didn't focus in the movie, and this is where the movie bothered me. The movie bothered me a great deal because the focus was more so on the hedonism rather than the people that actually got hurt. And I mentioned here on the program a far superior film. It is. I bet you if you sat Martin Scorsese down and you would have said, come on, man. Come on. Which was a better period piece about a similar topic? Was it Wolf on Wall Street or was it Boiler Room? I would almost bet that Scorsese would say Boiler Room. Almost positive. But anyway, it didn't show in the movie the pain, the money that was lost didn't show people getting ripped off and scammed. It only showed Jordan Belfort and his boys, his crew, out there acting like animals and hiring hookers and doing drugs and all the things that they did, which was true. Most certainly was the case. But none of the stuff that I wanted to see covered. Well, when they screened the movie, they screened it, believe it or not, in downtown New York. The screening for it in downtown New York, down in the financial district. And sure enough, all the Wall Streeters went down there to see the movie. And let me tell you something. It was like a pep rally. It was like a pep rally. And you're watching these executives, you're watching these people of all different levels at the big brokerage firms hooting and hollering it up with all the abuse, all the things that were going on in this movie. And quite honestly, it made me sick to my stomach. It really did. Well, anyway, again, Belfort was another example. I talked about that. They knew. Okay? The government knew what was going on. The SEC knew. Back then, NSDR, they knew what was going on. They didn't do anything. My point has been here on the program, what I'm trying to get across to people, is that if you're counting on some sort of government agency, regulatory agency, to protect you from financial fraud, you will lose. The only guy that has been doing it consistently now for, 20 years on air, and much, much, much longer, we're here at Markowski Investment, myself here on this program. One of the things that we have on our website is our account repair kit. You know what that goes back to? That goes back to the early 90s. It's a system that we had put together, still works, where we help people and we show them what it's going to take to rebuild all of the losses that they were taking in their accounts. Back in the day, you know how hard it was for us? We're fielding phone calls left, right, all over the place, working 7 days a week, working on portfolios, million-dollar portfolios that were now portfolios that were $80,000 to $100,000. People that had $250,000 portfolios that were now down to $15,000 to $20,000. People thought we were stupid. What are you dealing with those losers for? They lost money. They don't have any money left. What are you doing with them? And this is Wall Street for you. These people need help. That's what we're doing. These people have been wiped out. They need some sort of system, some sort of plan. Some sort of plan to get themselves back to where they were. And again, I've talked about it here on the program. Many people were so shell-shocked, so knocked down by this entire thing, they didn't listen. They wanted to believe that for some magical thing was going to happen, and the crappy stocks, the crappy penny stocks that they had in their portfolio were going to make some sort of comeback. Or that they could trade their way back. They could trade their way back to where they were. Their $100,000 portfolio, they're going to turn it back to $1 million. Yeah, that can be done, but it's going to take a long time. In essence, people doing the same thing they were doing before and expecting a different result. So yeah, we've got some experience in this. We've been doing this for a very long time. Wasn't too long ago. I just want to give you an example of kind of how it works, because nobody ever talked about this. J.P. Morgan Chase, big bank, they finalized the deal with the Manhattan U.S. attorney. They paid them $2 billion. $2 billion over the fact that J.P. Morgan knew what was going on with Bernie Madoff and the scandal, and in fact aided and abetted his crime. J.P. Morgan Chase had been in business with Madoff for 2 decades. And they claimed that they did not have the proper systems in place to detect the fraud, which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What J.P. Morgan did know is that they were making a hell of a lot of money off Madoff. They could give, I mean, give a rat's ass how he was doing it. They didn't care. They were getting paid. Of course, nobody from J.P. Morgan was prosecuted. And there's countless instances of this. But what I found interesting about this, and I wrote about it, was the fact that the United States government was collecting fines. A portion of the money was going towards the victims of the swindle. Portion of it. But, of course, the government has to take its chunk, as it always does. And the reality is that for the federal government to actually even receive a nickel is a swindle in of itself. As early as 1992, the SEC ignored all red flags around Bernie Madoff. In fact, there was 2 accountants that were actually charged with marketing Madoff investments with bogus promises of sky-high returns. They went after those guys, but not even to do with Madoff. The problem might be with Madoff himself. Talked about Harry Markopoulos and how he broke down Madoff's scam and gave it to the SEC, saying this guy is a fraud. Yep, regulators went in and they did nothing. Nothing. Madoff had powerful friends in government. Madoff made enough political donations to keep any of the meddling agents off his back. This is how it works. Okay? Talk about they call him the Wolf on Wall Street, right? Doran Belfort, the Wolf on Wall Street. If he was the Wolf on Wall Street, what would you call these big investment firms today? Werewolves. Okay? Massive, huge, scary werewolves. If Belfort's a wolf, because it wouldn't have, he's small potatoes compared to the nonsense that goes on today. You want help? You want honesty in regards to what's going on? You give us a call. We'll tell you. We'll tell you if it's a ripoff. We'll tell you if it's a scam. We'll tell you if it's on the up and up. It doesn't even take us that long. Just stop being a victim. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Those account repair kits. We're still working on that program here, decades after we started it. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons, and this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Yeah, well, one more thing I want to address as and I get it, people. This show is not for everyone. It's not. We are spot on honest on this program. We do not sugarcoat anything. I'm not looking to let people down easy. Many of the things that we talk about here on the program and the information that we put out, I get it. Sometimes it can be almost like a slap to the face to many people, or cold water, whatever it may be. Shocking. I come on the program, I start ripping into the big investment firms, and you've got an account that you've had for a while, and you think that the guy's doing the right thing, and maybe he is. Maybe he is, but then you get information about how your interests do not have to be put above their own. And people will send me emails or phone messages, whatever it may be, commenting on this stuff like I don't know what I'm talking about. I do. And I've said it again and again and again. Don't doubt me. You don't believe something that I've said here on the program? Look it up. I said, look it up. Do your own homework. Okay? I defy anybody. Try anybody call me out on any bull excrement that I've ever relayed here on this program, ever. If I get something wrong, a number might be up a little bit, or whatever it may be, I am the first one to tell you and apologize. We're not here to mislead anybody on anything. And in fact, hey, if your broker is such a good guy and such a great broker, why not leave the big brokerage firm that they're at and come work for us? We'll give them a raise. Yeah, how about that? You ever wonder why? You're going to get all these brokers out there. They can make more money working for us We will pay them more, give them a higher payout than what they're getting at the brokers. We're going to be close. They just have to follow the rules. There's no churning and burning. There's no high commission products. You have to do things the right way, our way. It is what it is. Again, I looked up because I always got a kick out of these big firms and their mission statements, right? I got their mission statements. You just talked about J.P. Morgan Chase, their mission. Our integrity and reputation depend on our ability to do the right thing, even when it's not the easy thing. Come on, man. Come on. Stop it. You're full of crap. You did business with Bernie Madoff for years because it just put more money in your pocket. It depends on what the meaning of right thing is. Remember Clinton? Depends on what the meaning of the word is. Depends on what the meaning of the word right is. And right to them is what is profitable. What is most profitable? What is most beneficial to their shareholders at that point in time? Nothing to do with the clients. No financial, and this Goldman Sachs, no financial incentive or opportunity, regardless of the bottom line, justifies a departure from our values. Your values are money, that's it. So the entire sentence in of itself is ridiculous. Morgan Stanley, the talent and passion of our people are critical to our success. Together we share a common set of values rooted in integrity and excellence. That mission statement is basically says nothing. 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 Oh, yes, Morgan Stanley. Oh, yeah, well, Morgan Stanley, they're the ones that bought Dean Witter and ripped off their entire client base and then got rid of Dean Witter. Buried it. You know what Dean Witter was to Morgan Stanley? It was kind of like a vampire kind of keeping a victim alive for a certain time so they could keep bleeding that victim for as long as they can. And they did, and then they eventually killed it off. Then, of course, there is the interests of our clients must come first. Merrill Lynch. That never happened. That never happened. Anyway, I mentioned this a week or two ago here on the program, and I went back and I looked it up. I wanted to be accurate, and I was talking about the government court case. And it was 1947. 1947, the United States government sued the top 17 investment banks for violating antitrust laws, which, in essence, collusion. They worked together. The Justice Department, in their suit, alleged that the investment firms had created an integrated overall conspiracy and combination beginning in 1915 and in continuous operation thereafter, by which they developed a system to eliminate competition and monopolize the cream of the investment business. Yeah, this was 1947. I want you to remember the number. 17 big banks. 17. We don't have nearly that amount today. Anyway, a little bit more on this when we get back. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. Democrats pushed through the measure yesterday that would expand background checks, and the second bill gives federal officials more time to conduct the background investigations. Neither of the measures are expected to get through the Republican-led Senate. North Korea contradicted President Trump's account of how the second nuclear summit between the United States and North Korea unraveled. The North Korean foreign minister says they made reasonable proposals for partial sanction relief that the United States rejected. With his opinion on how the summit went, former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson.
Well, it was a setback for both sides, but I think the president was right in walking away. The North Koreans have committed complete denuclearization, and they're far from wanting to do that.
Richardson was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. This is, again, 1947. U.S. argued that the top Wall Street investment banks, including Morgan Stanley, was the lead defendant in the case along with Goldman Sachs. What they'd done is they had crafted a type of cartel, which was able to set prices charged for their services. securities underwriting, mergers and acquisitions, you name it. And what they could do is they could box out the smaller banks. They did. It was discovered that the big investment firms would strategically place their partners on their clients' board of directors, which in turn allowed for their firms to be in a very favorable position to win investment banking deals. They knew where they were coming from. They knew how to win them. Again, this is 17. We could only wish there were that many big banks out there today. You've got to be kidding me. The largest banks in the United States control 70% of the U.S. banking industry. Their size, their concentration, their revenue, and their connections have placed each and every one of these entities above the law. What was that, a Steven Seagal movie? Above the law. They are above the law. They can do whatever they want. For crying out loud, I'm most certainly not a fan of this guy, but he was right here. Attorney General Eric Holder. And I looked it up, because I paraphrased it for a while here. He stated during a Senate hearing on March 6th of 2013, he said, when banks are considered too big to fail, it is difficult to prosecute them. If we do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy. So basically, the rule in law, prosecutors are deciding whether or not to go after bad guys, and it's, well, gee whiz, this might not be good for the country. This might not be good for the country if we go after these guys. Imagine if, you know, they went back and said the same thing about the mafia. You know, we could go after these mobsters and what they do, but, you know, it might not be good for the general community down there. They're so entrenched within the community, we shouldn't go after them. We're not going to enforce the rule of law. There's another little pitch to this, too. It's not fair. These mega banks, guess what? They can raise capital a hell of a lot cheaper than smaller banks. Why wouldn't they? Now, again, picture yourself. If you are omnipotent, if you're a big bank and you cannot go out of business, gee whiz, where's the risk involved in lending that big bank money? None. None. So a competing bank wants to raise capital, wants to do something, they're going to pay a hell of a lot more. Oh, I face this all the time in what we do. When we're looking to expand and purchase smaller registered investment advisories around the country, I know what the cost of money is. I know what we get money at. I know what the big players get money at. It's a shame. It really is. When I talk about breaking up the big banks, what I'm talking about is separating them into various different entities. Certain businesses should not commingle with other businesses. There's just way too much room for bad stuff to happen. Elliot Spitzer said after the whole dot-com collapse and Enron that, oh, yeah, we're going to make sure that there's the Chinese wall is going to be up inside. They call it the Chinese wall. Going to be up inside these big banks. So the sales department and the investment bankers are not talking to the analysts who are putting fake buy recommendations. It was such a crock. Those rules were been in place. Like they're going to follow them? Like they're going to follow them. Again, you got to understand, they care about their bottom line, do they not? So you get a big investment banking client. Let's say XYZ, Silicon Valley. And they're going to go public, and it's going to be a huge deal. It's going to be a big deal. And you want to be the lead underwriter in this deal. You're going to bring in boku fees. FOCU fees for the firm, which means your bonus is going to be gigantor. And you got the stock analyst in the same firm saying, no, we're going to put a hold on this. We're cautious on this. See, you're going to walk down to that analyst, okay, and you're going to make him an offer he can't refuse. And guess what? He's going to put a buy on that stock. And if you tell me that these entities should work within the same company, you're crazy. How is that good? How's that good for the individual investor? It's not. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get all the help you need right there at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5980.
Mike Hewitt here. Why do we have laws? Seriously, we have immigration laws and laws against ignoring those laws. Lots of folks are okay with those laws being broken by millions. We have laws that prosecutors won't prosecute on, and more than a few judges that actually see themselves above the law. Some folks have special protections from the law, while others are persecuted by it. Laws for when you didn't break the law, but defending your innocence breaks other laws. Some 97% of all criminal cases are plea bargained, settled in the hallway. I'm told there are so many laws, it'd shut the system down if they actually followed the law. If that's true, why are we paying so dearly for legislators to create more laws? The words equal justice under law are engraved on the face of the Supreme Court. We must demand those words be true, honored, and real for all. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats.
You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way...
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to RunTheRaceMovie.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. All right, we're gonna move on here. I'm going to get into a topic. Again, this is sensitive. This is a pretty sensitive topic. It's another thing that we've been dealing with over the years it's been hard. Been hard for us. It's tough. A lot of families, they don't oftentimes do the right thing. I mean, not my long time clients that obviously know what's going on, but we're constantly bringing in new people into the Markowski investment family on a regular basis, and some of the things that we talk about and preach are difficult. Stuff that other financial advisors just, they won't broach. They won't go there. Why would they go there? What do they care? What do they care? I mean, they're going to go there and you know, be honest with their clients when it's just easier to guess them? No. We are the financial advisors that will tell you no. You're doing the wrong thing and might get into an argument with you. Yes, we will debate you on the stuff. Hey, it's your decision, ultimately. It is your decision. But the reason why you're hiring us is that we're going to tell you no. The same thing would happen. I mean, you're good friends in life, right? Most people, you have what? How many good friends? You can usually count your best friends on one hand. Let's be honest. The people that have no trouble going up to you and saying, dude, what are you doing? People that can be honest with you. Those are truly the people that care about you. That's the same way we operate. And again, it's difficult when it comes to this topic. It was a story that was in the Wall Street Journal that I want to go over here. Titled the column, Who Foots the Bill? Families Fight Over College Debt. As tuition increases outpace household incomes and parents face a battery of other financial pressures, conflict over college debt is intensifying among American families. Now, I get a kick out of many of these Wall Street Journal articles nowadays because many of the writers at the Wall Street Journal are kids. Are kids, and they don't press. They don't ask difficult questions. And they're talking to this family here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where they've got parents, they've got a child. Child is out of college. Out of college. And, wow, crash, bam, boom. He's starting to take a look at these student loan payments that he has to make. And he doesn't live at home anymore. He's out on his own, and he can't afford them. Can't afford these student loan payments, and he's calling up mom and dad. Help, mom and dad, help. I need help. What should you do? We'll get into all of that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening, again, to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm your host, Chris Markowski, for 20 years now. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company, trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. All right. So there's the various different loan programs that are out there that kids can take out loans in their name. There's another program called the Parents Plus program in which you can borrow greater sums of money. However, parents are legally responsible for the debt. Now, I had some student loans when I graduated from college. It wasn't that big of a deal. They weren't gigantor. What kids, many kids, are graduating with today is obscene. Now, the reality is that many parents today, again, it's just demographics, that have college kids today, they started their families a little bit later than their parents did. It gives a little bit less time to prepare for college and prepare for retirement, all the things that go with that. Parents who are currently saving for their children's college believe they will be able to cover 37% of the cost from savings. The reality is, most parents are paying right now cover just 10% from savings. Again, people underestimate. They underestimate all the time what something is going to cost. They interview a guidance counselor at a Catholic school in Maryland. And in this, Tom's talking about how students are breaking down in tears as parents refuse to take on significant college debt. Basically saying certain schools that their kids got into are off the table. I think about this. People, take a good look around at where we live and the lives we live. And you might want to grab your kid and say, you know what? You might want to just check yourself here for a second. Hey, this is great, talking about going to a private school. I sent you to a private school. I've done everything and anything I could to help you to get ahead. You really think it's going to make that much of a difference if you don't go to the super expensive school than the state school that you could afford? Honestly. You really think it's going to make that big of a difference? Huh? No, the difference is you, the individual. The difference is you. For crying out loud, Steve Jobs didn't graduate from college. Neither did Bill Gates. Neither did Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway, these parents in this journal article put money away for the kids. However, sometimes things happen in life. They had a cancer diagnosis in their family. They had to spend some of their savings. Their son, when he went to college, they said they could only help him a little. So what happens is the kid was smart. He went to 2 years of college at an inexpensive state school. Then he went on and went to the University of Michigan. And all in all, again, University of Michigan's a great school. What a great institution. But he's got $28,500 in student loans. Okay. I didn't have nearly that when I graduated from college. That's a big chunk of change when you're 21 years old. I admit it. It is. But if you're going to take on that type of debt, may I suggest going out and finding a job that can service that type of debt? So, this is where again, I'm going to start offending people. But I don't. The article goes, after graduation in August 2017, this fella got a job in Washington, D.C. as vice president of the United States Student Association. What the hell is that? Oh, it's in D.C. It's probably a lobbying group or some sort of, let me put it to you this way, half-assed nonprofit education advocacy group. His $36,000 a year annual salary covers his $1,300 a month studio apartment and living expenses. Whoa. $36,000 a year? Again, I graduated a long, long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But let me tell you something. That was basically what everybody was making if they took a corporate job right out of college when I went to school. This is 2017. We've got a very tight labor market. And you're taking a $36,000 a year job. Okay, I would bet that this nonprofit, you're only working 5 days a week, probably 8 hours a day, with an hour for lunch. You know, there was a, what was his name there, and Goodfellas, they ended up killing him. Remember when he told Joe Pesci to get a shine box? Hey, buddy, go get your shine box. Go get a second job. Go bartend. Go wait tables. Go do something else to cover this. He's got $500 a month payments on his student loans. So who did he call? Mom and dad. And this is the kid. I'm frustrated because I feel like I've done everything right. No, you didn't do everything right. You didn't. The math is not right. You took a $36,000 a year job at a nonprofit. Your apartment's $1,300 a month. You've got living expenses, and you got to pay student loans. Again, go get your shine box. Go wait table. Go bartend. Go, I don't care, clean toilets. Do what you got to do. Because, my friend, you are not an adult. Mommy and daddy are still paying your bills. And what did mommy and daddy say? This is how the article ended. Well, you know, we'll pay half of his student loans because, you know, it's not worth upsetting the family. What? What? What kind of kid did you raise? What kind of kid did you raise that you're going to upset him to a degree where it's going to rip your family apart if you don't give him $250 a month, a grown adult? Again, people, I know, I don't sugarcoat things here on the program, but conversations that need to be had. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is addressing troops during a refueling stop in Alaska following his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Right now, at ease, let's have a little fun, right? We'll have a little fun. Listen to you.
While speaking to the troops, the president talks about something that will help the folks out in Alaska.
I just approved recently in almost one of my earlier acts in office, ENWR, which is one of the largest deposits anywhere in the world. And for many, many years, they've been trying to get it approved since before Ronald Reagan.
The president is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. just after 11 o'clock Eastern time. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is pleading not guilty to charges of soliciting prostitution at a Florida day spa. By filing the plea before March 27th hearing, Kraft will avoid having to appear in person at the arraignment. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A new gun law passes in Oklahoma. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oklahoma residents will be allowed to carry a gun without a permit come the 1st of November. Governor Kevin Stitt signing off on that measure last night. It applies to residents ages 21 and up, and also reserve military members ages 18.